time here to try to get better, improve, practice, and then obviously get ready to play on Friday. So just try to use this time as best we can, get a couple days to focus on ourselves, and obviously we'll not know who we're playing until Thursday. So right now for us, just getting a focus level on areas we need to improve is probably our direction here for the rest of the week.
Must be nice, Billy Donovan. Billy D doesn't have to worry about his team making the big dance. It's just a matter of how much can they help themselves from a seating standpoint, a place that we would love to see Arkansas in next year. We are joined now on the Revolution Hotline by Ernie Murray. What's up, Emo? How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm awesome. We're here in Nashville at the Convention Center across the street from the Bridgestone Arena, where all this is going to go down over the next few days, and hopefully for Arkansas they don't go down too quickly.
You know, Justin, I had a chance to talk with Coach A, and you know, one thing he said is he going to just see what his basketball team is. We're not actually going to be at a team's home, even though Vanderbilt Progress will have a home court advantage because they're playing in their backyard, but he says it's going to be exciting to see what this basketball team does on a neutral floor. And you know, he said something earlier today that was really crucial. He said, if you win the first one, you know, he said, then the rest take care of itself. The first game in any tournament is the toughest game, because if you can win your first one, then you believe you can win your second one.
Yeah. Well, for Arkansas, we were talking earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on this too. This is a critical game for a number of reasons. Most importantly, it keeps you in the conversation for, at minimum, a bid to the NIT.
Right. I agree with you. You know, I think we are 19-12. We really need this win against Vanderbilt to even get in the NIT. But I think, Justin, the NIT really is basically based more on how many people attend your games. I think if you win 19, if you win 20, you're definitely in the NIT. And you win on tomorrow, anything can happen in this basketball tournament. So, you just have to take one day at a time, and let's not count the chicken before they hatch. We need to win this first ball game. This game is so crucial because it's a team you destroyed in Fayetteville, but then you went to their building, and it sort of was a reverse role. So this basketball team, to me, is Heckle and Jekyll. One day they're great at home. The next day on the road, look like they've never played basketball before.
That is true. Ernie Murray joined us on the Revolution Hotline. Let me ask you this as a former player. When it's game time and you're in tournament setting, does it feel different or does it feel like another game?
Well, Justin, this is what the coaches always told us. When you get to the tournament, it's a new season. Everybody is 0-0, basically, at the tournament. So we're going in with the mindset that this is the third part of our season. We're putting the pieces together, but I'm just worried about, you know, which pieces are going to show up on the road. You know, there are some guys going to give you all. Kiko's going to give you all he got. But sometimes we have some players on the road don't give the same effort. And I think, probably shouldn't say this being an official, I think they call in Fayetteville different than they do on the road. And I think our kids are confused.
But not you. If you were doing a game, it would be very consistent. Doesn't matter, right?
I don't care if I meet you on the road or at home. I'm going to be consistent. But the key to this basketball team has to be Marshawn Powell not picking up tic-tac fouls. If Marshawn Powell, stays out of foul trouble, and if B.J. Young starts to play basketball like he did at Missouri, this basketball team has a chance. Cody Clark is a good player. You got some pieces that are coming. But Michael Qualls, you know, those are guys that I can see stepping up to the plate. Kai Madden has to play big. Ricky Scott, where have you been for the last 3 weeks? We need you. You know what I mean? It's time to answer the role. You know, if you're a major college basketball player and you can't get up for the SEC tournament, something is wrong mentally.
Yeah, I would like to file an APB for Ricky Scott, too, because he's always been one of my favorites. He is so athletic, and he's got so much upside. And we saw some signs last year. I mean, he would explode in one game and then go missing in the next game, and it happens. But, yeah, we've not heard much out of him in a while. Probably a lot of that has to do with the success of Clark and Qualls. But I'd love to see him get back in the mix. And we talked to Rick Schaefer earlier. that the depth of Arkansas, if they can somehow beat Vanderbilt, the deeper they go in the tournament, the better off they're going to be because they do have depth that maybe some other teams don't.
And, you know, that's exactly right. You know, and Coach Anderson talked about that, was his depth is finally becoming, you know, valuable to this basketball team. But the key to it, Justin, is you got to play smart, not like you in Fayetteville. And when you're at home, you can do some things and get away with it. But when you're on the road, you got to play smart basketball. And sometimes I think this basketball team is too unselfish. And what I mean by that, when you got a wide open look and you passing the ball to a guy that's almost triple team, that tells me something about you. You don't believe in your ability to step up and make shots.
Right.
This basketball team, to me, is really missing leadership. If we had a leader on this basketball team, your leader is Kiko, who is one of your team captains, who's really a walk-on. So I'll tell you that Coach Anderson really has a lot of respect for that young man. But I'm hoping tomorrow that we show up and we show up big.
Let me ask you about the future of Marshawn Powell and B.J. Young. And we talked to Rick earlier. And he said he didn't have any insight. He hadn't talked to them about this, but his gut feeling tells him that both these guys are going to be gone next season. Do you have a feel for what's going to happen with these two guys, and what does this team look like without them if they're not back next year?
Well, this is what I think. This is my gut feeling, what I think is going to really happen. I think Marshawn Powell is probably going to put his name in the hat, but I don't think he is where he thinks he needs to be. But he could go overseas and probably make a good living. Mm-hmm. But I think if he comes back and keep improving, he may have a chance at the NBA. He's 6'7", shoots the ball well, dribbles. I mean, Hallens does everything. B.J. Young, you made second-team SEC. You didn't even make first-team SEC. Now, is he going to test the waters? Probably. But my gut would be that I think Marshawn Powell comes back for his senior year. B.J. Young, to me, is up in the air. He has a great tournament. B.J., we may see the last of B.J.
Okay, so let's just say for argument's sake, just because I got to fill time with something. What if both these guys are gone next year? What's your lineup look like? Knowing the pieces you have coming in, I mean, assuming that Portis and Kingsley are available, you know you got Alandis Harris, you know what you've got. Obviously, they could add a guard or two, which I would think would be a priority. What do you think this team looks like? What's your starting rotation look like next year?
You know, this is what I really like about, you know, where we are right now is we got some pieces coming that can replace what we're going to lose. If we lose B.J. and Marshawn. But my thing is, Coach A would have to go back to the drawing board, and really, he won't know who the key player is going to be other than Cody Clark and Qualls and the group that he have there. You can't count on freshmen, because freshmen are exactly what they say. They may show up, and then they may not. So some freshmen don't get it. It don't finally click until they're juniors. You know, the speed of the game, the level of competition, it doesn't click until they're juniors. If those two guys leave, you know, this basketball team is really going to have a tough time. And the reason I'm saying that, because you think about it, those two guys are probably your most consistent points. I mean, score the most consistently on your basketball team. So if you lose the bulk of your scoring, then that means that the young guys going to have to step up. Bale is going to have to step up. Williams from Birmingham, I really like him as a freshman. But I've seen him, you know, play like a high school kid sometimes. But you're going to have to deal with that. And, you know, when you come in with a Marshawn Powell and a B.J. Young, if they leave, it's really, really going to hurt this basketball team.
Let me ask you one other thing related to the Vanderbilt game specifically. Ernie Murray joining us on the Zone of the Revolution hotline if you're just tuning in. And we've had this argument all week. It's a hometown advantage. It's not a home court advantage. And certainly Vanderbilt has a unique court anyway, so it could be pretty impactful for them, I guess, if they had actually played at home. Although, when you look at the numbers, they're 9-6 at their home arena this year. So, how much of it, as a former player, when you look at it, how much of it do you think is the crowd that's in effect, which, you know, by most people's estimation, there may not be a huge turnout from Vanderbilt's standpoint, and how much of it is the familiar surroundings of the rims and the backdrop and you're playing on your home court?
You know, Justin, I really think this game benefits Arkansas. Let me tell you why. We play in the same setup as the Gaylord Center. We play typically in the same. I think it's an advantage because Vanderbilt don't play in an arena like that. So it's going to take them a little while to get acclimated to playing in the facility. We are used to playing in this type of facility. I think the key to Vandy is you got to get on them early like we did in Fayetteville. I mean, we just cut their legs off in Fayetteville. The game was over with in the first half. Mm-hmm. And I think this basketball team has got to continue to do those things. We've got to take those people out of the game.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Hawks win by 4.
Okay, I'll take it. And then you got to give them a reasonably decent shot against Kentucky.
Well, Kentucky is a basketball team, young, inexperienced, got some great talent, but they hadn't put the pieces together since Noah went out with his injury. Mm-hmm. This is a basketball team you've already beat. Vandy is a basketball team that you've already. Should have beat Vandy twice. Went over mm-hmm. to Vandy, laid an egg.
Yeah.
Where we was on the road. So you beat Vandy, and I just believe you can beat Kentucky. But you know Kentucky, the Kentucky faithful are going to be there. They're going to buy up all the tickets they can buy.
Yeah.
And they call and they just take over the tournament. Our kids can't get caught up in that. We got to be a team on a mission. Our mission is to go down here and win some games in the SEC tournament and then let the chips fall where they may. Hey, anybody in the SEC can beat anybody. So, to me, there's no clear-cut favor in this tournament. Whoever gets on the road and wins 3 or 4 games in the next 3 or 4 days is going to be your SEC champion. Only somebody, to me, that's really got hands up is Florida because they don't play until Friday. So
right.
They would only have to win, what, 2 games, 3 games to win it. But it's wide open. And Coach Addison hit the nail on the head. Take care of Vandy, and then we'll worry about Kentucky the next day.
There's no doubt.
If the Hawks shoot just 40%, and if they make 70% of their free throw, I think they can win the ball game. That's the key. But if we get out there and we got 15 turnovers and Vandy got 9, we're going to be in trouble.
Okay.
This team throw the ball away too much. That's really unforced errors.
Mm-hmm. When are you coming over?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Be there tomorrow.
I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to pull them through, okay?
I like it. Ernie, I appreciate the time, man.
Anytime. Take care.
All right. Take care, Mo. That's Ernie Murray, former Razorback on the Revolution.